Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The devil released rebellion on the earth through pride, through the sin of pride. And you remember the story in Genesis chapter 3 and 4. Where he went to Eve and he said, Eve, you're sure looking good. Let me ask you a question. That tree over there, can you eat from that tree? And she said, no, the Lord said we can't eat. We can't eat from that tree. We can eat from all the other trees. But the Lord said the day that we touch that tree and eat that tree, the fruit of that tree, we will surely die. And listen to what he said. You won't die. Now here, God, the creator of the universe, told them, when you eat of that fruit, you will surely die. And the devil says, no, you won't. Let me ask you a question, folks. Who are you listening to today? Are you listening to God through his word? Or are you listening to the devil who says, don't worry about it? And then he said, God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, listen, and you will become like God. The pride that he had within him that brought judgment on him is the pride that he is trying to transfer to every person's life to bring judgment on us all. And every time you disobey God, disobedience is rebellion. You are acting under the influence of the spirit of pride that was birthed in Lucifer. And God will judge us for our pride. In Proverbs chapter 13 and 10, listen to what it says. It says, pride breeds quarrels with God. Who are we to quarrel with God? He is our creator. He is our maker. The Bible says, shall the pot say to he who has made it, stop? I don't like what you're doing. I've never heard a pot do that to someone who was molding and making it. But the Holy Spirit was making a point there. There are people in this world that God has a plan for their lives, and he's molding a wonderful plan. And they're saying, I'm not with that. Or, you know what, I'll get to that later on in life. Or, you know, I know you're telling me to go this way, but I really want to go that way. You're heading for disaster. When you disobey God, you're on your own. And the enemy is out to destroy you. Now, many people argue with God about authority issues. And, you know, many Christians say, thank God, I'm not operating in pride. But I want you to consider this. Pride is demonstrated by how we treat other people, especially those God has placed in some level of authority in our lives. Now remember, this is how pride was birthed in Lucifer. He did not want to be under God's authority. He wanted to be God. And I hope through this message you are clearly seeing that your disobedience is sin, and your disobedience has the root of pride, which brought destruction on Satan himself. He is trying to transfer his nature to you. Once again, many Christians say, well, I'm glad I don't operate in pride. But once again, folks, listen. Pride is demonstrated by how we humble ourselves before people that God has given authority in our lives. Let me give you an example. Our parents. I wish the kids were in here today. Our parents. Some children have wrecked the home because they refuse to listen to parents the parents who are feeble and paralyzed to do something about it. I say bring them to church, and we can mend those children and make them understand the Word of God when we apply the Board of Education to the seat of learning. Look, folks, you can't let your children rule your home. You cannot do it. It's bad for them. It will destroy their lives. The Bible says, he who does not discipline his child will have a child who meets destruction in their life. Consider this. Children who are not disciplined by their parents will be disciplined by the police. How about our spouses? We mentioned children. How about our bosses? How about spiritual leaders? How about elected officials in the government? We're so, it's a funny thing. We're so apt to look at what's happening even today and decide, do we really want to follow this government, or do we want to follow the leader of the free world? These are thoughts that the devil will put in your mind and your natural reasoning. You'll look at this and say, oh my goodness, this is really something. Now, I want you to listen to what God says about each, because this is not something we can overlook. I am telling you that pride is trying to destroy your life. It is an attack of the enemy against you. And the problem with pride is it's so subtle, and we feel we have a right to do and to say the things that we say. But we have to be very careful. And we need to understand that God is the one who establishes authority. Children, you need to understand that God put those parents in your life. Now, I'm going to begin to give you what the Bible says in each of these areas. Number one, we're going to hear what the Lord says to children. In Ephesians 6 and 1, it says, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, and because this is the right thing to do, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. Let's talk to wives. In Ephesians 5 and 22, lock the doors, ushers. I see you back there, Nicole. Lock those doors. All men looking straight forward. Husbands. Don't look to the side right now, guys. You'll get in a lot of trouble if you do. Now, I warned you. That's all I'm going to say. The Bible says wives must place themselves under their husband's authority by honoring them, respecting them, and listening to them. It says, for wives, this means submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. For a husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body, the church. And as the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. Now let's talk to the husbands. Okay, guys, now you can look around. 1 Peter 3 and 7. It says, husbands, you must honor and respect your wives. It says, the same goes for you husbands. Be good husbands to your wives. Honor them. Delight in them. As women, they may lack some of your advantages. I like this translation, because in others they say they are the weaker vessel. But let's be honest, they have lacked some of the advantages that men have had. Let the women say amen. But in the new life of God's grace, you are equals. Woo-hoo. I won't stay there, guys. Don't get nervous. Therefore, treat your wife as equals so your prayers will not be stopped or hindered. Listen to what the Bible tells us about elected officials in 1 Peter 2 and 13. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be from the king as supreme or to governors as sent out by him. And then how about on the job? Ephesians 6 and 5. Servants, you might as well say employees, respectfully obey your earthly masters, same in managers, leaders, supervisors, but always with an eye to, always with an eye to obeying the real Master Christ. In other words, when they turn away, don't go, bleh. Because you're really doing that to Christ. He's your real master. He's the one who provided the job for you. And it says, don't just do what you have to do to get by. Woo! Would you guys write down Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 8? Because I'm talking to you of what God expects of you. Don't just do something to get by, but work heartily as Christ's servants, doing what God wants you to do. And work with a smile on your face, always keeping in mind that no matter who happens to be giving the orders, you are really serving God. You need that translation of the scriptures. So you see, folks, listen, we are commanded by God to do this. And when we disrespect these individuals, we are disrespecting God. Now, I need for you to repeat that. When I disrespect the authorities God has placed over my life, I am really disrespecting God. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 13 and 1. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities is resisting what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. And this is what the devil wants. Now, I'm talking to all of us today. This is what the devil wants. This is a way he can enter into your life to bring a lot of problems in your life. Even though the Bible says that we are blessed and we are highly favored. Folks, listen, if you are not obeying the word of God in this area of authority, and I'm talking to husbands and wives, I'm talking to children, I'm talking to parents, I'm talking to those who work, then you're opening the door for the enemy to come and to wreak havoc in your life. Because that's exactly, listen, if that's the only door he can use, he will wreak havoc in your life through the area of relationships. He will use that door as much as he can.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now listen to what Jesus said about what I'm talking about. You need to understand something. In Matthew chapter 12 and 25, Jesus said, every kingdom that is divided against itself will be destroyed. See, God's authority is to bring unity. But when you step outside of that unity, you bring division in your relationship. It's not what man said, it's what God has said. And we're talking about spiritual authority. Listen, folks, we're not just talking about somebody who wants to rule over your life. We are talking about God-ordained authority in our lives. And the Holy Spirit wanted me to deal with this today because this is a very subtle deception of the enemy, where he's entering in and out of lives to wreak havoc in your life. You wonder why you can't be healed. You wonder why you can't advance. You wonder why you lost that job. You wonder all these things in your life. The question is, Are you obeying God in the area of authority? Every kingdom that is divided against itself will be destroyed. And any city or family that is divided against itself cannot continue. That's why we have so many divorces. This is the word of God. Listen, if you're going to have it your way, have it your way, have it your way, have it your way. We're not talking about burgers. We're talking about your life. If you have it your way, contrary to the word of God, you're going to divide your family. You're going to hurt the lives of your children. You're going to hurt your own life. Those of you who are looking to be married, you need to understand what the word of God says. Maybe you don't want to be married. Stay under God's authority and forget the guy. Be happy. And just look in the window of all the married people. I'm giving you the word of God. A family that is divided against itself cannot continue. I told you that this is a God arrangement. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 3, it says, I want you to realize that Christ has authority over every man. A husband has authority over his wife, and God has authority over Christ. Imagine this. God the Father has authority over his Son, Jesus Christ. It's the way God established authority to be. And when we do not operate with humility, we open the door to the deception of the enemy like Eve did. And we're going to be judged. In Proverbs 11 and 2, it says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. Are you listening? You may think you won that argument. You may think you won that situation and that circumstance, but you better watch out, because the Bible says disgrace is going to come upon you. You will be disgraced. Why? Because you sowed a seed of rebellion against God-appointed authority. The Bible says in Proverbs 29 and 23, a person's pride brings them low. You may think that you're climbing the corporate ladder, but if there's pride in your life, if you're not obeying the word of God, you're going to plateau. Somebody else is going to take that position. You're going to wonder, why did they get the job? I'm a much better employee. I do everything. Listen, these things are true that I'm telling you today. These things affect your life. This is a powerful scripture, Proverbs 16 and 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So we do not want to walk in pride. We've got to walk in humility, folks. We've got to do it God's way. I mean, Jesus is our example. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that he humbled himself. Even though he was equal with God, he did not hold on to that as an advantage when he came to earth. Instead, he emptied himself. He humbled himself and took on the position of humanity, that of a man. And he further humbled himself to die such a horrible death on the cross to bring about our salvation. And as a result of that, now God has given him a name above every name. See, promotion comes through humility. Promotion comes as a result of obedience to God and God-appointed authority. The fear of the Lord defeats the influence of pride when tempted. In Proverbs 16 and 6, it says, by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. The fear of the Lord imparts the ability not to sin or disobey God. I hope you're listening to me. We need to pray for the fear of the Lord. God, place your fear in my heart. My reverent respect for you. My love for you that exceeds anything that I would want to do wrong. In Psalm 19 and 9, it says, the fear or the reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. This means that possessing the fear of the Lord causes one's life to become morally pure, clean, holy forever. There's another scripture in 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. It says, secure perfect holiness through the fear of the Lord. We must ask God every day, place your fear within me. That's what Jesus was saying. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. He was saying, this is the way you possess the fear of the Lord, by putting God first in your life. Listen, folks, when you won't do it for her or do it for him, do it for God. When Joseph had an opportunity as a young man with a woman, probably a very beautiful woman, she was married to the captain of Pharaoh's army. He had an opportunity to sleep with her. He was a young man. There was nothing wrong with him. But he said, how can I do this thing against my God? He had the fear of the Lord. She would have never told. And he sure would have never told. But he said, how can I do this against my God? That's the fear of the Lord. That's the position God wants every one of us here to take when it comes to disobedience and understanding spiritual authority. Yes, we don't feel like we need to do this or we have to do this, but how can we do this against our God? How can we not obey the word? That's the fear of the Lord. I'm going to end with this. I'm going to give you several rewards for possessing the fear of the Lord. Number one, abundant blessing. Psalm 31 and 19. Your goodness is so great, you have stored up great blessings for those who fear you. Number two, long life and wisdom. Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Your days will be multiplied and your years of life will be added to you. Number three, provision for all you need. Listen to this. Psalm 34 and 9. Let the Lord's people show him reverence, for those who honor him will have all that they need. Healing for the body is number four. Listen to what it says in Proverbs 3 and 7. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Are you listening to me? These are the benefits of the fear of the Lord. I tried to make this message in a practical way to make you understand. You may not think you're operating in pride, but how do you treat those in your life who have some measure of authority over you? That's the devil's door. That's how he's creeping in. That's why you're having problems. Number five, divine direction is another reward. Psalm 25 and 12 says, who then is the person that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way that he has chosen for him. Number six, we've been talking about evil. The fear of the Lord is what keeps evil off of your doorstep. Proverbs chapter 19 and 23b, it says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. That person will not be visited with evil. That's a good scripture. That person will not be visited with evil. And number seven, deliverance from all your enemies. In 2 Kings 17 and 39, it says, fear the Lord your God, and he will deliver you from the hand of your enemies. God is the one who brings promotion to our lives. God's plan for promotion is the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is obeying his word regardless of the circumstances.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Path to Promotion and Fear of the Lord, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you
see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.